JetBlue is taking steps to recover from an awful week. Today, the airline plans to return to full service, and it will announce a customer bill of rights. All this follows a week in which JetBlue canceled more than 1,000 flights, leaving passengers stranded on planes and in airports. We're joined now by airline analyst Daryl Jenkins. Good morning.
Good morning, young lady.
JetBlue is a young lady. Thank you. JetBlue is a small airline. It cancels 1,000 flights. Can it recover?
Oh, of course it can. This was a very bad week for them, brought upon themselves by a lot of their own mistakes, to be sure. But a year from now, they will put this behind them and will continue their growth.
Well, could it have foreseen these problems? I mean, that's one of the things even its CEO said that sort of broke down.
Yes, this was kind of a disaster waiting to happen for them. They have this policy of never canceling flights or trying to as little as possible, and this one really caught up with them.
Explain it just briefly for our listeners who might not have followed this.
Well, what happened was is when the weather report came in, they thought they were going to have a day where it kind of was part rain and part ice and sleet and snow, and they could, in between these banks of rain and snow, take planes off. So the whole time during this storm, they're landing planes at the beginning, and at the same time, they're putting planes out on the runway. And they were out on the runway, and it didn't rain. It just iced all day long, and so these planes had to go to be de-iced.
Right.
And then they knew that they weren't going to be able to take them off, and they couldn't take them back to the gates because they'd been landing all of these other planes. All the gates were full.
And they had communications problems with their personnel,
everything. They had all sorts of
communication
problems with their travelers. The travelers weren't able to get through the reservation line. Right. So this was a very serious policy mistake on JetBlue's part because they really didn't have the infrastructure in to handle a very large, what we call, irregular operations day.
Now, JetBlue says that it was really just trying to get its passengers to their destination. Some passengers are charging it with trying to make money. That is, not stop, you know, wanting to fly those planes for its own reasons. What would convince someone to book a flight now with JetBlue?
Well, JetBlue is still a probably the greatest domestic airline next to Southwest that we have. They really do go to extraordinary measures to be good to their customers. And this is certainly a black eye on them, but it's a black eye from which they'll recover.
What would you, as an analyst, be watching for as JetBlue tries to rebuild its reputation?
Well, they're going to, today, a little later today, they're going to be announcing a new passenger's bill of rights, which applies to their passengers only. And this is really kind of a unique step. I think the problem that we all had with JetBlue and this really big meltdown they had in the last week, that we just expect so darn much from these guys, and we've come to expect a lot. And so this was very hard on them, and so they're going to have to go out. They're going to have to do things to the people who they terribly inconvenienced. And at the same time, I think what they'll do is they'll probably run some sales and some other things, and when fares get low enough, people have a tendency to forget.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Daryl Jenkins is an independent airline industry analyst. He joined us on the line from Marshall, Virginia.